questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining us in the studio today is a dear friend and esteemed guest, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you, and of course, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sheikh.
Dear Sheikh, we have many, many narrations in Islam about the whole importance and the whole reward of sending salutations upon the Prophet and on his family. So many narrations, even to the extent that whenever the Prophet's name gets mentioned, we have to send salutation upon him and his family. So the question is, we know that this is a ibadah, it is an act of worship, but why do we have so many narrations about this specific act of worship? Because we have other acts of worship that has not been mentioned that much in riwayat. But then we have the whole act of sending salawat, and it has been mentioned extensively. Is there a reason behind this, dear Sheikh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. About the salutation and salawat for the noble Prophet Muhammad, as you mentioned, we have plenty of narrations of Ahlul Bayt about the priority of having these kind of worships and sending salutation to the noble Prophet Muhammad. And still, we have about other forms of the worships, many other narrations, you know, in the Hadith corpus. I do not want to go to the detail of that, but I want to say that we have, you know, about other forms of the worships, many other emphasis and encouragement from Ahlul Bayt, alayhimu salatu wassalam. But sometimes maybe if you want to understand that whether emphasis is more on which part of worship, we have to have some kind of comparative study and compare the, for example, narrations of Ahlul Bayt and to come to the clear understanding and conclusion.
Right.
Anyway, about the salawat and salutation of Noble Prophet Muhammad, first of all, we have the verse of Noble Quran, and of course, some other verse of Noble Quran talking about this issue. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels sending salutation to the Noble Prophet Muhammad. And of course, the meaning of, sending salawat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Noble Prophet Muhammad means sending blessing. And for angels, it has another interpretation. And salawat of people have another meaning. I want to say that they have some differences here. But talking about the salawat of people, when we send that to the Noble Prophet Muhammad, is kind of prayer, dua. It's kind of prayer to the Noble Prophet Muhammad. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send his blessing and mercy to the Noble Prophet Muhammad and his, of course, his pure progeny.
Right.
Because we, according to many narrations of Ahlul Bayt, you have to add Allahumma salla ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. You, O Allah, send your salutation and your blessing to Noble Prophet Muhammad and his pure progeny of Ahlul Bayt.
So there's even a correct way of sending these salutations.
Exactly. You have to have this kind of addition to that. In one interesting narration, Noble Prophet Muhammad said that أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا. If you, as much as salutation you send to me, I mean to the Noble Prophet Muhammad, you are more closer to Noble Prophet Muhammad. You consider to be a companion for the Noble Prophet Muhammad in heavens. And in other narrations, we have that As-salatu ala al-Nabi amhaqu lil-khataya min al-ma'i ila al-nar. You know, sending salutation to Noble Prophet Muhammad is you know, purifying you, purging you from all kind of evil and sins, like water to the fire. You see, when you pour water on fire,
it distinguishes
it. Yes.
Right.
And as if when you send salutation to Noble Prophet Muhammad, it purges you of your sins and your evil actions.
So it cleanses your soul, right?
Exactly.
Can we also take it to mean that it is also some sort of kafara, some sort of
compensation
for our sins?
Exactly.
Okay.
It is actually kind of compensation for your sin, as we mentioned that. والسلام على النبي أفضل من عتق رقاب is much better than, you know, freeing a slave. You know, in that time, freeing a slave is kind of considered to be, one of the charities, one of the main charities over there. But this salutation is much important, you know, wanted to indicate the importance and priority of sending salutation to Noble Prophet Muhammad. I need to add this point to my dear esteemed brother and sister, my dear audience. When we say salutation and salawat to the Noble Prophet Muhammad, it means that not only verbal salutation, rather you have to, you know, understand what you're saying. I mean, by focus, you have to send this salutation to Noble Prophet Muhammad, and to, let's say, practice what you say. It's kind of your action is very important here. When you send salawat to Noble Prophet Muhammad, first of all, you have to have kind of focus on that, okay?
Of course, tawajjuh.
Not to be mindless,
right?
Okay. And second, to accompany it with your action, to try to be righteous person, try to show and indicate the influence of salutation into your day-to-day life and activities.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Arabic, assalamu alaykum, with so many supplications in Ziyarat al-Ashura and so on and so forth, we say assalamu alaykum, and it literally means that I am peace towards you. And it is not only a saying that we say, it is not only that, it also means practically you must be somebody who is silim, who is safety and peaceful towards the Imam, the Ahlul Bayt, a friend, an ally, and not an enemy. So
exactly.
It's the whole same thing with the salutations, I assume.
Exactly. This salawat and this salam, peace that we, you know, send to the Noble Prophet Muhammad and his pure progeny, as I said, it has to indicate itself into your, you know, actions and behaviors.
Right.
Okay. For example, we have that وَجَعَلَ صَلَاتَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَا خَصَّنَا بِهِ مِنْ وَلَايَتِكُمْ تِيبًا لِخَلْقَنَا أَوْ خُلْقَنَا وَطَهَارَةً لِأَنفُسِنَا وَتَذْكِيَةً لَنَا. It's very famous parts of the Diyara Jama'a. We have that sending salutation to Noble Prophet Muhammad and his pure progeny. It is, and your guardianship and your wilaya is actually a reason for having nice treatment with other people. Of course, it has some different, you know, recitation, but according to one recitation, we can have it in this way. It is a reason for having nice treatment and nice behavior with other people.
So you mean we learn manners and ethics?
Exactly.
Or is it
mannerism?
Right. Is that what we get from reciting these salawat?
Exactly. By reciting these salawat, we have good mannerism.
Okay. We get that as a blessing, as a gift.
Yeah, as a blessing. Yeah, exactly. I want to say that the effect of these prayers, the effect of this salutation, have to indicate itself into your behavior. It is not only verbal.
Right.
Okay. وَتَزْكِيَةً لَنَا وَكَفَّارَةً لِذِنُوبَنَا. It is a reason for our purification, and it is kind of compensation for our sins. You know, this verbal salutation, it is kind of introduction for having a kind of purification in your soul, and to have nice treatment with other people, and to have kind of mannerism with people.
So we can say that these salutations, the rewards of them are not only seen in the hereafter. They can also be seen in this world.
Exactly.
So the question is then, if a non-Muslim or a non-Shia Muslim or a disbelieving Shia Muslim, anyway, somebody who is not religious, also sends these salutations upon the Prophet and upon his household, will he also be rewarded in the hereafter? Will he get any reward at all, or will he just be perhaps ignored?
Actually, it has some influence on that individual. Okay, for sure, it has some impact on that individual.
Impact how?
Spiritually speaking, if you, by any religion, even if you are atheist, you have no religion, but if you send some salutation and you try to establish your emotional and spiritual connection with Noble Prophet Muhammad, as we have, of course, we have these kind of cases. Some people, for example, who had no religion, and maybe, for example, if from any other religion, they sent some kind of respect to Imam Hussein, alayhi salatu wasalam, okay?
Right.
They just want to, I don't know, intermingle with those who are mourners of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and they pay respect to Imam al-Hussein.
They respect the Imam al-Hussein, they respect the personality, and they show respect.
Exactly. And because of that, they receive some kind of blessing. It has some spiritual impact on them. Still, it has. But talking about the reward in Day of Judgment is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to reward them in the Day of Judgment.
Now, what if one was a tyrant, a zalim or a ta'ud, but they also, for example, love the Prophet, and so they send salutations upon the Prophet and perhaps even upon his family? Now, we said that this act of sending salutations, it is a sort of tazkiyah, sort of a purification for the soul. Mm-hmm. Would that also work for them, for these tyrants who do bad deeds, but then at night perhaps, or always they revere and respect the Prophet?
As I mentioned, if the impacts of the salutation and peace to the Noble Prophet Muhammad and his pure progeny indicate itself in the behavior of that transgressor, okay, if he changed his behavior, it shows it has some impact on them. But if he still continue doing this kind of transgression and, you know, tyrannical action, it shows that it has no impact on that individual. Because what matters is your behavior. What matters is what you're doing. Okay, your worships toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your behavior with other fellow human being.
Of course.
And this is a criterion here.
We also have the whole la yuta'a Allah haythu yu'sa, right?
Yes.
You cannot worship Allah and get closer to Allah from the same place or from a position of disobeying Allah.
Exactly.
So I cannot steal money from people and then go and donate it to charity.
Exactly. What matters, I need to emphasize this point, and I ask my dear listeners to pay attention to this issue, that what matters is ta'atullah, as you mentioned. Obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you have thousands of visitation of Imam al-Hussein, you know, tie yourself to the holy shrine of Imam al-Hussein, but still, if you do not obey Imam al-Hussein, it is worthless.
Exactly. And on that note, we will end today's program because we are out of time. I thank the dear Sheikh for joining us today and sharing with us his knowledge.
My pleasure.
And I also thank you, the dear listeners, for tuning in. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن